Macmillan Audio presents Paradise Girls by Sandy Gringas. Read for you by Elizabeth Wiley and Stephen Mendel. Before. Mary hummed carols as she draped strands of tinsel on her desktop tree. She rubbed a pine needle between her fingers and breathed deep. What a transporting smell! So forest-rich, so secret. She imagined herself in a sleigh with Ron under a snuggly blanket, whooshing through snow-laden trees, the smell of horses' oaty breaths clouding the air, the heavy, hollow clunking of bells, flurries drifting down all around them. Maybe she and Ron could find a place that offered sleigh rides. Right, in Manhattan. She looked out the window. She was on the 18th floor of Ron's New York offices, and she was watching people in nearby buildings sitting at their desks in other 18th floor windows. It was a week before Christmas. No snow was in the forecast. The dusky sky was laden with clouds. It was supposed to rain later tonight. Oh, well, she thought. Ron wouldn't have gone for it anyway. He was afraid of horses. 12 sleeping, 11 something zumming, she sang. She put the tree in a concrete urn that took up most of her desk. A wooden snowman stood next to it, staring at her with black eyes and a wavery smile, as if he were watching over her. She stepped back. Her desk looked tacky and cluttered and jolly, and there was absolutely no room left to work. Oh, well, she wasn't a desk kind of person, anyway. Most of the time she ended up working sitting cross-legged on the floor on her orange shag rug that Ron called the yak-hair mat, with piles all around her, crookedly writing her articles on a sketchpad. Ron didn't know she did that, though. It was her little secret. He told her that he liked her to compose on a computer, told her that her thoughts lined up better that way. Well, they were her thoughts. Let them get out of line if they wanted to. She looked around her office. Strands of garlands and twinkle lights swooped and wove everywhere. It was like a Christmas spider had gone crazy. "Face it, Mary, you have decorating issues," she said to herself, which was ironic, she knew. She wrote for Ron's 5 home magazines. Her life was decor. Ron told her she was a guru of tasteful, that she could do tasteful in her sleep. But it was weird. In the past year or so, when it came to her own workspace and her own home, Mary was a decorating mess. She'd started to overdo everything. Not one inspirational sign on her wall, but 6 of them. Not 2 throw pillows on her couch, but a lumpy mountain range of them. She used to pride herself on the simplicity of her life, but now it was as if she couldn't get enough belongings surrounding her. She kept buying more and more cute trinkets. Her home and office were turning into higgledy-piggledy muddles. Her therapist, Zelda, said that Mary was looking to fill a kind of hole inside, that she was trying in vain to make home homier. Mary didn't like that in vain part, but she knew that Zelda was right on some level. What Mary was doing was compulsive and unhealthy. At least she hadn't turned into a hoarder. But she watched that show sometimes as a cautionary tale. And she wasn't a collector. Thank goodness she hadn't taken up amassing frog statuettes or hundreds of different salt and pepper shakers. But sometimes she opened the door to her office or her condo in Brooklyn and thought, "Where am I in all of this stuff?" Now she looked around her office and thought,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?